Hi, I'm Stephanie Shea, and I am a close personal friend with the Court of Nerds.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It's Drew here again with another special podcast for you. Joined today by a man I am thrilled to speak with. I think he's what I want to be when I grow up. And again, humble to a fault. He is the official promoter of StarCast, although he's going to blush and yell at me for saying that. He is one of the hosts of Something to Wrestle, Something Else to Wrestle, 83 weeks. He's part of the MLW Network. He is part of the WWE Network. And oh yeah, if you need a mortgage, he's the guy to go to. He is Conrad Thompson. Conrad, Roll Tide, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Roll Tide, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to come on, talk a little podcast, talk a little StarCast.
Yeah, so StarCast, I want to start there. I mean, there's been a little bit of a Twitter back and forth with people. You are the promoter. You are the booker. And I don't see why anyone would have a problem because you've booked a phenomenal show with StarCast. Tell me about how you got involved. When did you start being involved with the event?
Well, it was sort of my idea to have a wrestling podcast convention when I realized that Greg Price was not going to run the event for the NWA Legends Fan Fest. He normally ran that in August in Charlotte, and I had enjoyed it for many years, but he didn't do it in 2017, and I thought this could be fun. So I reached out and pitched a lot of different podcasters. Some people were into it. Some people didn't really get it. And so I just sort of kept that idea in the back of my mind and thought, I still want to do this someday. But the hotel wasn't available, so I just didn't really fight to put it at another hotel that weekend. When All In got all this steam late last year, I thought, well, here's an idea. So I reached out to Cody and said, hey, what about this? You know, WrestleMania has WrestleCon. You need something like WrestleCon or Access. And if you do it with me, I won't promote any wrestling shows. And so that was sort of the idea that he wanted to make sure that we weren't going to be having competing matches. Like, he didn't want to take attention away from his show. He wanted it to be the real attraction, the real draw. And I assured him, no, that's not what I want to do at all. I want to do wrestling podcasts. And he was intrigued by that idea. So he said, what does that even look like? So I sent it over to him, and he took a couple of days, showed it to the boys, and came back and said, hey, man, we love it. And they like some of the ideas on there so much, we're actually doing it with them. So we're going to be the official host of the All-In Weigh-Ins and Press Conference. That's going down on Friday. And we've got lots of other fun stuff. The official meet and greet for Cody and the Young Bucks, that's going down on Thursday. We've even got elite karaoke with Marty Scurll and a Papa Buck jam session on Thursday. Just nonstop, fun, silly stuff. Of course, we've got meet and greets with Pharaoh and Masa. Just tons of fun little things, including an old-timer's breakfast. You never know what that might be on Sunday. So we're trying to make it as closely attached to All In as we can. But in spirit, it's a wrestling podcast convention.
Conrad, I mean, even as the promoter of the event, you have to be thrilled with how this has come together. Which name, again, of the many big names you've booked for the event, which one was the most surprising to you to be able to say, yeah, come be a part of this?
Well, you know, there wasn't really a lot of surprises, I would say. I mean, a lot of the guys I already had relationships with, or some of my podcast buddies had relationships with. So I felt good about, you know, almost everyone that we reached out to. I was surprised with some guys who couldn't make it because they were booked or just didn't know if it was the right fit. But I mean, obviously the biggest stars that are going to be there, at least in my opinion, if you're an old school fan, are guys like Diamond Dallas Page, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Jeff Jarrett, Conan, Lex Luger, X-Pac, Jerry Lawler. But then it's like another level to me when you talk about Christian and Terry Funk, because, you know, Terry Funk is almost like wrestling royalty to me. And so to have guys like that come on board, I think is pretty cool. And of course, all my buddies, you know, Bruce Pritchard and Eric Bischoff and Tony Schiavone, and then the superstars that drew the house, man, Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks. It's going to be a fun event.
I mean, how excited were you on Sunday when tickets for All In went on sale and sold out in less than half an hour? I mean, you are the wrestling podcast guy, and I hope you know that I say that with both love and respect. What does this mean for the industry to have an event like this sell out so quickly?
Man, it meant that I was scared as shit. That's what it meant.
Why were you scared, man?
Well, because all of a sudden I've got all this pressure. Like, it wasn't there before. Like, it's a wrestling podcast convention. So, like, I'm just going to be honest with you. I had to sign a huge personal guarantee with this hotel. And so I'm on the hook for a ton of cash here to make sure that this event happens, because you have to block off rooms for people to stay. So now you're on the hook for all those hotel rooms and all the convention space and food and beverage. So by when it's all said and done, it's like a top end Lexus that you're on the hook for. And I'm like, I hope this works. And so me and my buddies all collectively were like, all right, if we can be about half sold out of these hotel rooms by July 1st, then we'll be okay. And if not, then it's time to hit the panic button. We sold the hotel out in 2 hours. So that gave me a lot of pressure of, on the one hand, okay, I'm off the hook financially, maybe in theory, but it's a lot of pressure of, now we've got to deliver. Like, we've got to make this happen. And we sort of thought that All In would sell out. I mean, we knew it would sell out, but we didn't know how long it would take. Is this going to be something that sells out a month ahead of time, in a few weeks after the on sale, in a few days after the on sale? Nobody thought it would be a few minutes. And I think everybody was shocked, the elite included.
Tickets, by the way, for StarCast do go on sale tonight, 8 o'clock, StarCast.com. There's two R's in that, the way Dusty would have wanted it. StarCast.com. And one of the big things that the internet is a buzz about, Conrad, is the affordability of the entire event, All In and StarCast included. Was it a point for you guys, for you, Cody, and the Bucks, to make sure that every wrestling fan had a chance to attend?
Man, I'm so glad you brought this up, because here, let me just sort of give you a peek behind the curtain. Is that okay for me to do?
I would love that very much.
So Bruce and I are selling shows, at the House of Blues, and we're routinely charging $35 for general admission and $75 for VIP. So for $75, you get preferred seating, you get to come in early, we'll give you a little collectible, actually two collectibles, and we give you an 8x10. We sign that to you, we take your pictures, talk to you a little bit, and then you're on your way. So that's what our value proposition was for $75, and nobody has a problem with it. Everybody's in. We sell VIP out before we sell general admission. So I had that sort of pricing strategy in mind. So I wanted to create a list of events, and we can go through that at some point if you'd like. But we've got 20 that are announced so far that are real stage events, over and above like the fun common area stuff and the meet and greets and all that. Like 20 sit down, entertain me, make me laugh, funny, ha-ha events. And I'm not done. I've got more coming. And so I thought, let me go through here and sort of price these a la carte and see what the value is, and then let me cut it, and then let me cut it again. And so using my Bruce Pritchard pricing model, I was able to do that and bring a whole bunch of value. And now we've announced that it's really a fraction of what it probably ought to be. We're doing our top line ticket for just $179, which sounds like a lot in theory until you run through all the events and you realize it's 4 days with preferred seating and VIP access to all the meet and greets. And so you sort of get first dibs for all that. And as if that wasn't enough, you get 15% off of all of your purchases there. The hotel is even going to give you a discount if you're buying a cheeseburger, if you're wearing one of these.
You can, because I like cheeseburgers. I eat a lot of cheeseburgers. And so that's actually very useful information to me. And yes, by the way, let's run through the events of StarCast. And guys, I'm going to hammer this at you. StarCast.com with two R's. You're going to want to be on there at 8 o'clock tonight to guarantee you get your tickets. Conrad, you mentioned 20 events. We kind of briefly talked about the meet and greets with Cody and the Bucks. Karaoke with Marty already has me warming up my pipes. But talk to people a little bit about some of the events that you mentioned are going to be sit down, make you laugh, watch these people do what they do best.
From 7 to 8:30, we're going to do the Great Debate on Thursday, and that's going to be all about the Monday Night Wars with Bruce Pritchard and Eric Bischoff. We're going to have a moderator for that as well. From 9 to 11, we're going to do a fun watch-along, and I don't want to reveal what, but it's going to be awesome with Tony Schiavone. But what will open for Tony will be Cassio Kidd, a stand-up comedian from here in Alabama, and you've heard him on Tony's podcast. But then the real headliner of the whole day, at least to me, is Ron Funches. This is a big-time national act comedian, and he's going to come hang out with us and watch wrestling with Tony Schiavone. It's unbelievable. On Friday, we've got WrestleCraft with R.D. Reynolds. Not the book or the website, but a stage show with stuff that you've got to see to believe. I can't believe some of the stuff he's been able to pull together. We've got a video game tournament with Blue Pants. We've got What Happened When with Tony Schiavone. He never has guests on the show, but we do have guests here, and they're exactly who you want them to be. We've got Total Nonstop Jarrett with guests. That's where you and I can sort of see, hey, what might this sound like if Jeff Jarrett had a podcast, which could be unbelievable. We've also got more meet and greets for the official StarCast roster and the All-In Superstars. But from 2 to 3:30, this is what I may be looking forward to more than, I think this is the sleeper event of Friday. It's an empty arena match retrospective with Jerry Lawler and Terry Funk. And those guys know how to entertain you. So we'll watch the old empty arena match. We'll have a moderator. They'll sort of give alternate commentary, talk about the memories of how it came together, the memories of the match, do a little Q&A, and just sort of celebrate their rivalry that has spanned decades now.
Wow.
After that, we've got a War Games retrospective with J.J. Dillon, Tully Blanchard, Lex Luger, and Road Warrior Animal. We're going to have a piece of the fence there. You can even get your pictures made with those guys. So it looks like you're in front of the cage or behind the cage, whatever you'd prefer. Then we've got the official All-In weigh-ins and the press conference. But the main event, no doubt about it, is the roast of Bruce Pritchard. We've got guests that are confirmed that I can't advertise, and you know what that means. Wink, wink. But from 11 to 1 when we're done, that's right, 1 a.m. in the morning, we're going to do Spend My Days karaoke with both Bruce Pritchard and Jeff Jarrett. And we're back at it again the very next morning on Saturday. We're going to get you started with some DDP yoga. We're also going to have those video game tournaments still rolling, more meet and greets with the All-In Superstars, Primetime Wrestling with Sean Mooney, and a white whale of a guest I can't announce yet because he's sort of playing hokey-pokey. But once it's official, the internet will melt. We're going to do an X-Pac podcast, the 1-2-360, but this will be 1-2-360 degrees of the NWO with Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, and Eric Bischoff. We're going to celebrate the resurgence and the women's revolution with Medusa and two other stars that I don't want to announce yet, but we will over the coming days. Keeping it 100 is up next with Conan, Disco, and Hurricane. You can imagine what that's going to be like. And then the main event before we all go to All In is the death of WCW. And this is something people are going to have to see to believe. R.D. Reynolds, the guy who wrote the book, is going to go toe-to-toe with J.J. Dillon, Kevin Sullivan, Eric Bischoff, and maybe even Kevin Nash to sort of defend some of the silly nonsense that happened in WCW. As if that's not enough, we haven't announced it yet, but I can give you the exclusive. We're going to do an official after party after All In. And when you hear who we've got hosting it, you're going to dig it. On Sunday, we're back at you with an old-timer's breakfast. You can use your country math and figure that one out. We've got a meet and greet with more All-In Superstars, the Art of Wrestling with Colt Cabana, Why It Ended with Robbie E. Plus, we'll have podcasts with Dave Meltzer, with Bruce Mitchell, with Wade Keller, with Brian Alvarez, with Dutch Mantel. Lots more stuff that's not even been announced yet. But even the common areas, I'm trying to come up with fun stuff. So we'll have like Podcast Movement's pop-up studio where you can sort of practice what it might be like if you had a podcast of your own. You'll have a photo booth where there's lots of cardboard cutouts in all the common areas and some of the All-In Superstars. You can snag a picture there and your funny poses for social media. We'll have a wall of fame, so there's lots of ring-use collectibles and memorabilia from around the world, and even a hall of champions, so you can see all the real title belts, including the ring-worn ones from back in the day. You can even get your picture made with those. Some video game stations with retro gaming, a couple of charging stations because people's phones are going to die. It's a busy day. A play-by-play booth. You can actually call an old match with Tony Schiavone or Sean Mooney or Joel Gertner, whoever you'd like. But my favorite thing of this whole common area are these photo booths. So we've recreated the backdrop from TBS in the 80s, and Tony Schiavone will interview you in front of that backdrop wearing his old blazer with an old microphone, and you can cut your favorite Horseman promo or talk about hard times and have your buddy recorded on his iPhone. You can do that same thing with the 80s heel locker room with Sean Mooney. We might have another big one we're going to announce. But if you're more of a hardcore fan like me, we're going to recreate the Viking Hall, the ECW arena, and put Joel Gertner beside you, where he does a dirty limerick custom to you. So if you've ever wanted to see what Joel Gertner would say about you and how to introduce you, you got to come. You got to participate. This is all, by the way, that's all in the common areas. So if you just get a general admission ticket, you can do any of that. Now, if you're going to ask the superstar to cut a promo with you, they're going to charge you a small fee. But if you just want to cut a promo on the old TBS set, have fun. It's free. It's part of the common areas. We're trying to add as much value as we can. And by the way, general admission tickets, $20. I don't know how you can beat that.
No, but and I haven't seen anything like this that would charge just $20 for general admission. It's ridiculous.
It is. And we're going to get you a weekend pass. So that would get you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you're talking about 4 days. If you bought them individually, that would be $80. If you do a weekend pass, it's only $49. That gets you access to the vendor's room, and that's where you're going to get to meet a lot of our legends that are going to be there. So if you want to meet a Kevin Sullivan, he's going to be over there. If you want to meet a James Ellsworth, he's going to be over there. So we've got tons of vendor guests who are coming in, and other guys who aren't necessarily official All-In talent, like Hurricane. Hurricane's going to be hanging out in that vendor room. He wants to do your pictures, do your autographs, Kevin Nash might even stop by. He wants to do your pictures and do your autographs. So you'll get access to all that stuff, just like WrestleCon, and that's only $49 for the whole weekend. Now, they're really cool tickets. That's where we start talking about the colors and sort of the precious metals. Platinum is the top of the line. It's a VIP bracelet. It's only $179, but it gets you access to everything I just ran through. I'm talking about everything. You get priority seating to all of it, and you get 15% off your select purchases. So if you want to go buy a meet and greet, it's 15% cheaper for you because you're platinum. So if you're planning on loading up a bunch of meet and greets, that's the way to do it. Gold bracelets are only $129. You get access to all those events, but it's a secondary seating option. And what that means is you won't be able to sit at every single show because some of these shows are going to be filled with platinum guests. So there's only so many in the pavilion, but we do have more seating on the main stage, if that makes sense. So if you're gold, I've got two events at all times going on, one in the main stage, one in the pavilion. You'll have an opportunity to sit at one or the other at all times. You won't miss anything. If you're platinum, you get your pick. Do I want to go to this or do I want to go to that? Like on Thursday, would you rather see a Monday Night Wars debate with Bruce Prichard, Eric Bischoff? Or, man, do you want to sing karaoke with Marty? Totally up to you. You pick, and then you go, and the gold has whatever's left over. Silver, it gets you access to all events, but seating is not guaranteed because people are going to come and go throughout this entire thing. Look at Friday. We're going to get started in the morning. We're going until 1 a.m. It's ridiculous how long of a day that is. People are not going to stay. You're going to have your bracelet so you can come and go as you please. You don't have to be charged for reentry. Go do your thing, bro. See you in a little bit. So in the meantime, Silver can pick up some of those empty seats. So maybe you bought Platinum, but you want to go see CM Punk at Pro Wrestling Tees. No problem. Go have fun. We'll see you in a little bit. That'll give Gold and Silver an opportunity to have their pick of where they'd like to sit. So I just said a lot, but I'm excited. Tickets are on sale tonight. I've tried to price this thing to where it's very affordable, and we're bringing a lot of value, and we're hoping that we can get people behind it at StarCast.com tonight at 8 o'clock.
There we go. Listen, Conrad, I appreciate all of that, and I appreciate all the information. Frankly, I appreciate what you're doing for fans of wrestling, for fans of the industry. And so I've got to ask you, while I've got you to pick your brain, what aspect of the All-In weekend are you the most looking forward to? And I think it's totally okay if it's something at StarCast.
Well, listen, I think it's, I mean, the real main event to me was seeing that All-In sold out in a half hour. What an accomplishment it is, regardless of what the show looks like. And I know those guys are going to work hard to put on the best show of the year. And I really do think they're trying to make this the very best wrestling show of the year. And it'll probably rack up all kinds of awards because they take a lot of pride in this. And I get it. And you can see it in all their work. But to me, the main event was selling the damn thing out as fast as they did. Like, that's the real accomplishment. You know, you look at how many five-star matches Dave Meltzer rates, and all these guys have got a ton of them, but that's still like, you know, it's happened before. This has never happened before. I mean, they made wrestling history, and we're hoping to just piggyback a little bit of that and sort of make it a destination weekend because fans from all over the world are going to come do this show, the All-In show. And so hopefully StarCast can make it not just a one-and-done three-hour event. Let's make this a celebration for 3 or 4 days and make it a big part of what we're doing. As for me, though, the highlight to me on Thursday is going to be this silly nonsense with Tony Schiavone, Ron Funches, and Cassio Kidd. The highlight on Friday to me is going to be the roast of Bruce Prichard, only because I'm privy to know who some of the guests are and the silliness we have planned. The highlight to me on Saturday, and this is just me, but if we land this white whale on Primetime Wrestling with Sean Mooney, it's going to be what everybody's talking about. But the thing that's going to get everybody really interested, I think, is seeing Eric Bischoff have to defend himself against R.D. Reynolds for the death of WCW. And to say that the Old Timers Breakfast on Sunday is a sleeper event is an understatement. It's going to be the photo op of the year.
And there's breakfast involved, so I love that. Last thing I'm going to ask you, Conrad, before I let you go, I know that you're a good old-school Southern wrestling boy. What do people need to know about the 10 pounds of gold on the line for Cody Rhodes? What should people be informed about that they don't know about the NWA World title?
Well, the NWA World Championship is going to be on the line and all in, and this is a big deal. We're actually going to have this as part of our official weigh-ins. Nick Aldis is going to be in town defending his world title against Cody Rhodes, and this has never happened before. If Cody is to win the world title, the NWA World title, I believe it would be the only time in history that a father and son have both held the NWA World title. And you think about Dusty Rhodes and what an incredibly rich history he has with the National Wrestling Alliance, and to know that his son is now in the main event and the headliner in a world title match and put together an event sort of all on his own. It's in that spirit that this whole event came together, and it would be out of a movie if he were to be successful. Of course, Nick Aldis has other plans, and I think everybody knows that Billy and Lagana are putting all their money and interest and efforts and promotional activity behind Nick Aldis. He is the face of the NWA, so they have other plans. They don't want Cody sort of encroaching on their territory and taking that thing away from them. So it'll be a hell of a story, and it's going to be the match that I'm looking forward to the most, no doubt, at All In.
StarCast tickets, the official convention for wrestling podcasts leading up to All In. Tickets for StarCast go on sale tonight, 8 o'clock, StarCastWith2Rs.com. That's StarCastWith2Rs.com. You're going to want to be on there at 8 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss this event. I've got my tickets for All In, but if you missed out on All In, this is a great way to still be part of a history-making weekend. You guys heard it from Conrad himself. Don't miss out. Conrad, thank you so much for the time, man. I can't tell you how much I really, truly appreciate it.
Man, I can't tell you how much it means that you guys not only had me on to promote it, but I guess we could spill the beans. You're coming to StarCast, are you not?
We are booked. Booked before flip. We are part of StarCast. You'll be able to join the Court of Nerds live. I believe we are Friday at StarCast, part of Podcast Row. Conrad, we've been thrilled since we confirmed. It has been the hardest thing to keep my mouth shut about since I found out my ex-girlfriend was pregnant.
Well, congratulations, man. We're looking forward to having you there. It's going to be the event to be at. We're hoping that we put on a great event and that we sell this out and bring fans a lot of value and we have a lot of fun. But I'm confident that you guys are going to get your money's worth if you'll just go check out StarCast.com tonight. Do what these guys did and be there. Be all in on StarCast at StarCast.com, and it's going on sale tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Don't miss it. Be all in. Be a part of StarCast. Join Conrad and your favorite Court of Nerds. We'll see you guys in Chicago Labor Day weekend for StarCast. This podcast made possible by our good friends at Tardy's Collector's Corner. Like them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter and Instagram, and be sure you're checking for all the latest and greatest at Tardy's. Also brought to you by Grand Rapids Comic Con, November 9th through the 11th, 2018, at the DeVos Place. Tickets on sale now at grcomiccon.com.